So imagine waking up on like a random Tuesday morning
Okay.
and before you've even poured your first cup of coffee.
Which is, the most crucial part of the day.
Right, exactly. So before the coffee, an artificial intelligence that's just running quietly in the background on your phone has already read the morning's financial news.
Wow. Okay.
It realized that a major tech giant is quietly pivoting to virtual reality, right? And it negotiated an initial interview for you based on spatial computing skills that you didn't even explicitly list on your resume.
That sounds like a sci-fi movie pitch.
It really does. But welcome to the 2026 job market.
Yeah, it is a radically different landscape.
Yeah.
And it really requires us to completely rethink the mechanics of how human capital is evaluated and honestly, how it's traded.
Yeah.
Because the days of simply, hoping your resume catches a human recruiter's eye, those are effectively over.
Completely over. Which brings us to today's custom deep dive. And we are so thrilled you could join us for this one because we are looking at the exact epicenter of that shift today.
We really are.
And the source material today is exceptionally brief. I mean, we are talking about a handful of sentences pulled from a single web page.
Just a tiny snippet of text.
Right. It's the About Us excerpt from a platform called Pathfind AI, which it bills itself as an AI career assistant.
Yeah, capital A, lowercase I.
Yeah. And it is genuinely thrilling how much information is packed into these few lines. Like, we have tech pillars, we've got bold promises, there's even a weird geographical puzzle in there.
There is, yeah.
So, okay, let's unpack this company's core claim, which is that they are, quote, optimizing your application for maximum success.
Well, in the modern information age, a company's chosen buzzwords, their layout, even their contact details, they often reveal their entire underlying strategy.
Right.
You don't need 100 pages of a business plan if you know how to read the marketing copy.
Exactly.
And Pathfind AI, they frame this promise right at the top of the page with a very specific tagline. It says, empowering the next generation of business leaders.
Next generation, yeah.
Right. And that's followed immediately by their stated goal to match you, meaning the user, with, quote, top-tier internships and full-time roles.
See, I want to push back on that immediately,
Oh,
though.
really? Okay.
Yeah, because when I read optimizing your application for maximum success, my first thought is, I mean, isn't that just a 2026 rebrand of a standard university career center?
Ah, I see what you mean.
Like, think about the traditional agonizing job search you've probably
Oh, we
experienced.
all have. It's the worst.
It's terrible. You fire your resume into the digital black hole of an online
Just
portal.
hoping someone sees it.
Right, hoping some overworked HR person actually looks at it.
Right.
And Pathfind AI is promising an escape from that black hole. But come on, isn't every career fair in the world promising the exact same thing?
That's a fair point.
Like, what makes this anything more than a glorified spell checker that just tells you to use more action verbs?
We'll look closer at the specific demographic pairing they chose there.
Okay.
They explicitly target the next generation of business leaders.
Mm.
Then they pair top-tier internships directly with full-time roles.
Yeah.
This isn't just some generic job board for anyone looking to pick up a few hourly shifts.
Oh, I see.
They're going after highly ambitious early career professionals or really high-achieving students who are looking to fast-track their leap into high-stakes corporate environments.
So it's less of a job board and more of a like a highly exclusive sports agent, but for business students,
That is a perfect way to put it.
it's architecting a launch sequence, essentially.
Yes, and that sports agent analogy is crucial because a university career center, they give you advice and then they send you out to hunt on your own, right?
Right. Good luck. Here's a pamphlet.
Exactly. But the language here, words like optimizing and match you, it implies the system is actually doing the heavy lifting for you.
It's taking the wheel.
Right. Let's look at the friction in your comparison. A career center relies heavily on human networking, handshakes, info
Must be the
sessions.
mixer, yeah.
Pathfind AI is attempting to systematically engineer serendipity. An internship is a stepping stone, right? And a full-time role is the final destination. By putting them in the exact same breath on their site, they are claiming to manage your entire transition into the corporate elite.
And they're bypassing human networking entirely to do it.
Exactly.
But I mean, can an AI really parse the nuance of human experience to make that transition?
That's the big question.
Because if I managed, let's say, a really difficult team through a massive crisis, right? a machine might just scan that and see the phrase crisis management.
Sure.
It doesn't see the empathy required or the late nights or the really nuanced conversations I had to have.
Right. It misses the human element.
Yeah. So doesn't this heavy reliance on optimization just create, well, a new, even more rigid type of algorithmic black hole?
Well, see, that assumes that technology is functioning like the legacy systems of the past decade.
Okay.
If we move into the engine room of this platform, the text explicitly lists their technological pillars to counter that exact fear you just mentioned.
What do they list?
We have advanced machine learning, AI-driven matching, neural resume parsing, and real-time data.
All in caps, probably.
Oh, very much so. And they actually repeat those last three multiple times on the page. They really want you to understand that this isn't a rigid keyword filter anymore.
Well, let's break down neural resume parsing then, because this directly addresses my skepticism.
Let's do it.
Because anyone who has applied for a job in the last, I don't know, 10 years knows the absolute pain of applicant tracking systems.
Oh, the infamous ATS.
Right, the ATS. And those systems were essentially just glorified word finders.
Pretty much.
If the system was looking for a project manager, it literally scanned your document for the exact string of characters, project management.
And if you didn't have it.
Yeah, if you wrote, like, oversaw project execution, the system just threw your resume in the trash.
Without a second thought.
It forced you to play this exhausting word game. You had to just stuff your resume with all this corporate jargon just to get past the firewall.
Which, ironically, rendered those documents almost completely devoid of actual human personality or nuance.
Exactly. It was terrible. So I tend to think of neural parsing like a master chef actually tasting a dish rather than just scanning a recipe for the word sugar.
Ooh, I like that analogy.
Thanks. But how does that actually work mechanically? Like, how does a machine taste your experience without falling back on rigid keyword matching?
Well, it does it by abandoning the concept of keywords entirely.
Completely.
Completely. It moves into multidimensional space.
Okay, now we're getting sci-fi again.
I know, but stick with me. Instead of looking for the exact word leader, neural parsing converts language into vector embeddings.
Vector embeddings.
Right. It maps words and phrases as coordinates in a massive mathematical space.
So it's like a map of concepts.
Exactly. So the AI sees a bullet point on your resume, like organized a 500-person charity gala. It doesn't scan that for the word management. It knows spatially that the vector for organized a 500-person gala lives right next door to project management and budget oversight and leadership in its neural brain.
Oh, wow.
It understands semantic proximity.
So it isn't looking at spelling at all. It's actually looking at distance. Like, how close is this idea to that idea?
Precisely. It infers the underlying skills based on the context of your actions.
You're wild.
If you describe mediating a complex vendor dispute, the neural parser plots that in the exact same semantic neighborhood as empathy and conflict resolution, even if you never type those specific words anywhere on the page.
It completely shifts the burden.
It really does.
Because what this technology means for you as a user is that you can stop playing those awful word game with algorithms. You can start actually describing your impact.
Yes.
That is a massive paradigm shift. It takes the system from being a rigid gatekeeper to acting as, like, a fluent translator.
A translator between your lived human experience and corporate value.
Exactly.
And what's fascinating here is how that translation layer interacts with their next pillar.
Which is what?
Real-time data combined with AI-driven matching.
Right.
Because translating a resume perfectly is absolutely useless if you were applying for a job that was actually filled 3 weeks ago.
That happens all the time. But when I see real-time data paired with matching, my brain immediately goes to, like, high-frequency stock trading.
Oh, interesting.
Is this system essentially doing arbitrage on human capital?
That is the perfect framework for it, actually.
Really?
Yeah. Because historically, a job description is a static document. A company writes it, they post it online, and it just sits there aging for a month.
Gathering dust?
And candidates apply to this decaying artifact. But real-time data implies a constantly shifting, totally dynamic ecosystem.
So it's not just looking at a static board?
No, the system isn't just reading job postings. It is ingesting shifting market trends, economic indicators, corporate press releases.
Wow.
Perhaps even predictive analytics about industry turnover.
So it's anticipating the job opening before the hiring manager even drafts the job description.
Or at the very least, at the exact millisecond the need crystallizes.
That is incredible.
Let's revisit your opening scenario. A major tech firm announces a sudden pivot to a new technology.
Right, the VR pivot.
Right. In real time, Pathfind AI's data ingests that market shift. It instantly identifies the emerging talent gap that's going to happen.
Oh, man.
It then uses the AI-driven matching to find candidates whose neurally parsed resumes, whose vector coordinates align perfectly with those sudden needs.
And it matches them right then and there.
At the exact moment the roles open up.
It literally turns the entire job market into a live commodity exchange.
It does.
Because if you are a candidate on this platform, you aren't waiting for a Tuesday morning to browse listings over coffee.
Not at all.
The system is actively negotiating your placement while you sleep based on macroeconomic data that changed like 5 minutes ago.
Which really reveals the immense pressure on the next generation of business leaders, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
If you are manually searching for jobs on a traditional board, you are basically walking to a race where everyone else is driving a Formula One car.
Yeah, you've lost before you even started.
You are entirely outmatched by the speed of the information flow.
It creates this picture of a wildly advanced, hyper-fast, cloud-based intelligence, right? That is just trading human potential at lightning speed.
A very ethereal system.
Ethereal, exactly. Very in the cloud.
Okay.
We're talking about multidimensional vector spaces and predictive market algorithms.
Yeah.
But here is where our source text gives us a truly fascinating pivot.
My favorite part.
Because while the technology lives in the ether, the company itself is grounded in a very specific and honestly somewhat contradictory physical reality.
Yes, it is.
And we find this out by looking at the absolute bottom of the webpage, down in the context section.
The geographic puzzle.
Exactly. Okay, so here is the raw data provided on the site.
Go for it.
Email, tec@miami.edu.
Okay.
Phone number, area code 303-694-1677. Address, 1320 South Dixie Highway, Coral Gables, Florida, 33146. And the copyright, 2026 Pathfind AI.
Okay, so a lot of specific locations there.
Now look at how these pieces fit, or rather how they don't fit together at all.
Right.
The physical address is in Coral Gables, Florida. The email uses a university domain, miami.edu.
Which tracks with Coral Gables perfectly, since the University of Miami is right there.
Exactly, that makes sense. But then you look at the phone number.
The area code?
The area code is 303, that is Colorado, specifically the Denver area.
Yeah, it is.
So what does this mishmash of locations actually tell us about the startup's origins? Like, what's going on here?
Well, if we connect this to the bigger picture, it points to a profound democratization of disruption.
Oh, how so?
Let's analyze the email first. tiou@miami.edu.
Right.
It is virtually unheard of for a fully established, heavily funded, legacy corporate entity to use an .edu email address as their primary public contact on an About Us page.
Right. They would have a custom corporate domain, like contact@pathfind.ai or something.
Yeah,
exactly. You want to look as institutional as possible if you're claiming to place the next generation of business leaders.
You wouldn't want to look like a student.
Unless being a student is the exact source of your leverage.
Oh.
A university email tied to an AI startup targeting business students in the year 2026. It strongly suggests this platform was born directly out of a university ecosystem.
Like a school project.
This is an incubator project. It was built by students for students.
And the Colorado phone number just seals it, doesn't it?
It really does. Because think about it. A student from Colorado moves to Coral Gables for school.
Right.
They keep their out-of-state cell phone number, which is incredibly common nowadays.
Everyone does that.
They start this brilliant AI tool in their dorm or, you know, a campus lab, and they just use their personal cell phone as the business line.
The paradox of the dorm room wizard.
Yes.
You have this towering technological promise, right? Neural parsing, real-time data, matching top-tier internships at the speed of high-frequency trading.
It sounds massive.
It sounds like an infrastructure that should belong to a huge Wall Street HR conglomerate.
Absolutely.
But behind the curtain, the wizard orchestrating this entire multidimensional vector space is like a college student in Coral Gables answering a 303 area code cell phone.
It fundamentally upends our understanding of who holds the power in corporate recruiting right now.
It really does.
You no longer need a massive office building in Manhattan to disrupt human resources.
Right.
In 2026, the infrastructure required to entirely upend corporate hiring fits on a student's laptop.
That is wild.
And the physical address, they list 1320 South Dixie Highway. It's right in the commercial corridor next to the University of Miami campus. They step just slightly off campus to establish a real-world footprint, but they remain inextricably linked to their academic roots.
It's like the ultimate evolution of the dorm room startup.
Very much so.
I mean, 20 years ago, students were building social networks just to see who was in their classes.
Like the early days.
Now they are building advanced AI neural nets to hack their own transition into the corporate elite.
Because who understands the sheer anxiety of finding a top-tier internship better than the students currently drowning in that pressure?
Exactly. The traditional application process was so fraught with friction, so reliant on those archaic keyword filters, that these students essentially built a warp drive to bypass the entire HR establishment.
They didn't wait for a legacy tech company to solve the problem for them.
No.
They weaponized machine learning for their own demographic.
Okay, let's pull all of these threads together. So what does this all mean?
Yeah, where does this leave us?
Right. If we synthesize everything we've pulled from this single digital artifact today, we are looking at the absolute transformation of professional ambition.
Truly.
We are seeing the end of traditional networking as the primary mechanism for career advancement.
A huge shift.
It used to be about who you know or, you know, hoping you played the keyword game perfectly enough to get your PDF past a firewall. But this webpage from Pathfind AI reveals a world where advanced machine learning serves as the ultimate hyper-efficient bridge between university life and the corporate world.
A totally automated bridge.
Yeah. It is an ecosystem where algorithms don't just search your resume. They map your experiences in a multidimensional space to truly understand your capabilities.
With vector embeddings.
Right. They monitor the global market in real time, matching you with opportunities at the exact millisecond they materialize.
Before human recruiters even know what's happening.
Exactly. And perhaps most incredibly, the tools orchestrating this massive shift in human capital are being built from the ground up by the very students who need them.
It is a remarkable leap forward in democratizing access to top-tier roles.
Yeah.
It removes the reliance on those old legacy networks.
Yeah.
But it does leave us with a rather profound and honestly somewhat unsettling implication to consider.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Well, we've talked extensively about Pathfind AI using neural resume parsing to perfectly package and match candidate applications.
Right.
We've explored how it aggressively advocates for the student.
Yes.
But we must assume the other side of the equation is evolving just as aggressively.
Oh, I see where you're going.
The massive corporate employers receiving these applications, they are inevitably using their own highly advanced real-time AI to filter, scrutinize, and defensively vet the incoming candidates.
Right, because the corporations aren't going back to reading resumes manually either.
No, they certainly aren't.
Wow.
Which raises the question, are we rapidly approaching an era where the entire initial job application process is just two AI systems quietly negotiating with each other in the background?
That is kind of terrifying.
You have Pathfind AI's algorithm aggressively advocating for your multidimensional profile and a corporate algorithm pushing back, matching risk profiles and predictive performance criteria at lightning speed.
Just machines talking to machines.
It entirely removes human intuition, human bias, and human connection from the very start of the hiring process.
Yeah.
You might secure the most prestigious, top-tier internship in your field without a single human being ever looking at your name until you walk through the door on your first day.
That reframes the entire concept of a professional identity.
It really does.
Because the resume is no longer a document written by a human to be read by a human.
Not at all.
It becomes a data set calibrated by a machine to be aggressively debated by another machine.
The human experience is just the raw commodity being traded in the middle.
Wow. It's incredibly efficient, but it forces you to completely rethink how you present yourself to the world.
It really does.
As you navigate your own career and, you know, you build your own digital footprint, it is deeply worth thinking about how your experiences are being parsed in that multidimensional space.
Absolutely.
Are you translating your impact in a way that the algorithm can actually map?
That's the challenge of 2026.
It is. We extracted an entire vision of the future from just a few lines of an About Us page today. Thank you for joining us for this custom deep dive and for exploring the cutting edge of 2026 with us.
It's been fascinating.
We'll be back soon with another stack of sources to deconstruct. Until then, keep digging.